Title: Rhythmic Tension Before Drop Entries Advanced. All right, let's talk about that moment right before a drum and bass drop, where the whole room kind of leans forward, because in DnB, making the drop hit harder isn't just about turning it up, it's about expectation management. You give the listener something stable to lock onto, then you mess with that stability in a controlled way, and then you snap everything back into focus exactly on the one. In this lesson, you're going to build a 4-bar pre-drop tension sequence that leads into a 16-bar drop. The goal is dance floor functional tension. Exciting, nervous, and slightly chaotic but still readable. Before we touch anything, quick setup. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Go into arrangement view and label two sections, a 4-bar pre-drop and a 16-bar drop. And make sure your grid workflow is ready, because this lesson lives in the grid. Most of the time you'll be on a 16th note grid. For fast stutters, you'll jump to 30 seconds. And for jungle flavor, you'll switch to an 8-note triplet grid. One more workflow habit that will save your life. Once you've got a pre-drop version that works, consolidate it. Command or Control J. It keeps your session lighter, and it stops you from having 12 half-working edits scattered everywhere. Now we need the most important ingredient, a tight reference groove. Tension only works if there is something solid to contrast against. So build your baseline DnB skeleton. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Hats doing 16ths with swing and velocity shape. And if you're going for a rolling or jungle leaning vibe, add ghost snare hits, those little quiet notes that lead into 2 and 4 and make the groove feel like it's constantly moving forward. Set it up in a drum rack, kick, snare, closed hat, open hat or ride, and a few perks or foley bits. Then, add a subtle groove from the groove pool. Something like swing 16-55 is fine. Keep the amount conservative 10-25%. You can commit later, but for now we just want it to feel human, not sloppy. Here's the principle to keep in mind. Your drop groove should feel inevitable. Like, of course this is what's about to happen. And the pre-drop's job is to mess with that inevitability without destroying it. Step 2 is where the fun starts. Create tension by removing the obvious. This is the missing floor trick. In the last bar before the drop, remove the kick on beat 1. Yes, the literal downbeat. That's the floor everyone is standing on. Take it away and the body still expects it, so anticipation spikes automatically. You can keep the snare on 2 and 4, or if you want a bigger vacuum, remove the snare on 4 as well so there's this feeling of wait, where is it? But be careful. The more landmarks you remove, the more you need something else to keep it readable. We'll talk about anchors in a second. Add a short riser if you want, but keep it quiet. In DnB, the groove is the star. The riser is just lighting. A really effective micro move here. Put utility on your drum group and automate a tiny gain dip, like -1 to -2 dB in the last half bar. Then snap it back to 0 exactly at the drop. That little dip makes the return feel louder without changing your peak level much. It's psychoacoustics, not brute force. Now step 3. A controlled snare build that escalates density, not just loudness. Most builds are just snare gets faster. That's fine, but advanced tension comes from structure. You're going to create a 4-bar plan. Bar 1. Snare only on 2 and 4. Bar 2. Add 8th note so you get those extra hits on the end of 2 and the end of 4. Bar 3. Introduce 16ths, but with velocity shape. Not everything at the same volume. Bar 4. Keep the 16ths and add a tiny 30-second burst in the last beat. Think of it like turning up the detail level, not turning up the volume knob. Velocity is everything here. If every hit is strong, the ear stops caring. So keep downbeat stronger, in-betweens weaker. A rough range might be 55 to 110, but adjust to your snare. Then process it like a pro, so it stays controlled. On the snare build bus, EQ 8 first. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight your kick, and sub. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If it needs bite, a gentle lift around 3 to 6K is plenty. Then saturator with soft clip-on. 2 to 6 dB of drive, but watch peaks. Then glue compressor. 3 millisecond attack. Release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. And aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want cohesion, not a flat pancake. Limiter only if you need safety. Now an advanced move that sounds huge. Automate your reverb send up in the last two beats of the pre-drop and then hard cut the reverb right on the drop. Literally return the send to zero on beat 1. That contrast makes the drop feel like it jumps forward in your face. Extra coach note here. Protect the drop's transient picture. If your pre-drop is smeared with reverb or delays, the first kick and snare of the drop should be photo sharp. One reliable method is putting a gate after your reverb return and automating the threshold so the reverb shuts off right before the drop. It's like cleaning the lens before the moment that matters. Step 4. Bait kicks and syncopation. You're going to tease the drop rhythm, but deny the payoff. In the final two bars before the drop, add a kick on the end of 4. That's right before the downbeat. Also add a ghost kick 1/16th before 1. These anticipations pull the listener forward. And then, cruelly, remove the actual kick on 1. So the body feels the pull but it doesn't get the landing until the drop. If your kick is sub-B, shorten it in the pre-drop. Reduce decay, maybe increase start slightly so it's more click and punch and less low-end bloom. You want percussive anticipation, not sub-chaos. Step 5. Triplet and 30-second edits, tastefully. This is where you get that jungle nervous energy, like the grid tilts for a second. Option A. A triplet fill at the end of bar 4. Switch your grid to 1/8 triplets. Add 3 snare or perk hits across the last beat. Keep velocities descending strong, medium, weak. It feels like a quick stumble forward, then the drop catches you. Option B. A 30-second stutter. Take a hat or perk audio clip, slice a transient, and duplicate it so it repeats at 30-second speed for the last half beat. Keep it short. This is spice, not the main dish. And here's a classic Ableton trick. Beat repeat on a return track. Put beat repeat on return A. Set interval to 1 bar so it's not constantly grabbing. Grid to 1/16th or 1/32nd. Variation at 0 so it's consistent. Chance around 20 to 40%. Or automate chance to 100% for the last half bar so it's intentional. Turn the filter on and bandpass it a bit so it feels like a radio stutter. Then only send hats, perks, or your snare build into it. The rule is important. Automate it so it's on purpose. Random stutters can make the drop feel smaller, not bigger. Step 6 is the most underrated tension tool in DNB, stop time microsilence. Silence is a weapon. In the final quarter note before the drop, mute your drum bus and your bass, especially the sub. Leave only something tiny, maybe a vocal chop, a riser tail, or a little reverb ghost that creates a cliff edge. And when the drop lands, even a small speaker system feels the impact. Do it cleanly. Put utility on your drum group and bass group. Automate mute, or automate gain to minus infinity for exactly a quarter note, then unmute precisely on beat 1. If you want it even cleaner, remember that gate trick on the reverb returns so you're not dragging a huge reverb tail into the first kick. Step 7. Make the drop hit harder by tightening it, not boosting it. If your pre-drop is wide, wet, chaotic, and smeary, your drop should be dry, tight, and punchy. At the drop, reduce reverb sends. Make hats sharper and more present, and make sure the kick and snare transients are clean. A solid drop drum bus chain, EQ8, maybe a tiny low cut at 20 to 30 Hz if needed. A gentle dip around 7 to 10k if it's harsh. Then glue compressor with a slower attack, like 10 milliseconds, so transients get through. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Optional saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive. And optional drum bus for snap. But be careful with boom and DNB. Transients up can be great if it helps the kick and snare speak. The rule to tattoo into your brain. Tension equals chaos and space. Drop equals clarity and punch. Now, let's cover the mistakes that will sabotage you. First, making the build louder instead of denser. If the pre-drop is already maxed, the drop has nowhere to go. You want the drop to feel like the arrival, not the continuation. Second, over-stuttering the full drum mix. If everything is stuttering, nothing is the identity. Stutter hats, perks, the snare build, or do a deliberate stop time. Keep the core kick and snare concept intact unless removing it is the whole point. Third, reverb tails colliding with the drop kick and sub. Cut the sends, automate decay shorter, gate the return, whatever it takes. The first downbeat must be clean. Fourth, too many ideas in 4 bars. Pick 2 or 3 tension tools maximum. For example, missing downbeat, structured snare density, and a quarter note silence. That's already plenty. Fifth, swing gets inconsistent. If you add triplets and 30 seconds, make sure the main pulse still reads. The listener should still be able to tap the true tempo even while you're messing with them. Now some advanced coach style upgrades if you want darker or heavier DNB energy. Try pitch tension, but do it on a Reese layer, not the sub. Keep the sub stable so your drop stays clean. Try distorted ghost fills. Route ghost snares or perks through saturator and a tiny bit of redux, but high pass them around 200 to 400 Hz so they don't clog the low mids. Try a low mid choke on the music group. Auto filter in low pass 24 mode, bring the cutoff down slightly in the last bar, like from 18k down to 6 to 10k, then snap it open at the drop. That opening reads like a door getting kicked down. And if you want that huge sub return without changing peak level, remove the sub for the last half bar, but leave a mid-bass harmonic in the 200 to 600 Hz area. The brain fills in the missing fundamental. Then when the real sub comes back on the drop, it feels enormous. Also, remember readable chaos. Pick one anchor that stays consistent through the pre-drop. Maybe the closed hat pulse stays steady while everything else gets weird. The listener needs one stable reference point so the tension feels intentional, not messy. And one last quality control trick. Check your pre-drop in mono at low volume. If it still feels urgent when it's quiet and mono, you built rhythmic expectation. If it only works when it's loud and wide, you probably built hype through mix tricks instead of rhythm. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Take one 16-bar drop loop you already have. Then create three different 4-bar pre-drops leading into it. Version A. Subtraction. Remove kick on one. And add a quarter note silence right before the drop. Version B. Density. Do the structured snare build. Automate reverb up. Then cut reverb at the drop. Version C. Jungle tilt. Add a triplet fill and a hat stutter using a beat repeat send. Then export each pre-drop plus the first 4 bars of the drop, and compare them. Ask yourself, which one makes the drop feel louder without increasing peak level, and which one keeps the groove most danceable. Here's your self-check. Loop the last 2 bars of pre-drop and the first 2 bars of drop. Ask, can I tap the true pulse the whole time? If not, simplify one element until it's trackable again. Recap to close. This audio version is shortened for playback.